Block Street, actually Block Avenue in downtown Fayetteville, will be closed to traffic Sunday. It's not repairs that are causing the closure. It's because of a party. A really big party. A really big party being thrown by local businesses. Hannah Withers, one of the party's organizers and owner of Little Bread Company on the street, talked to me about the event.
We created this event originally to promote our street and celebrate the construction being done. We had a great big makeover a couple of years ago by the city, and we wanted to celebrate that our street was functioning and beautiful, and there were things that are planted, and we have parking, and all of the things that we were missing during construction, and we decided to throw a party, and it has turned into a monster party.
The group organizing the party is the Block Street Business Association. Block Street businesses are largely paying for the $20,000 party. Hannah said about 50 nonprofits make up about 140 vendors at the event. This year, the group also expanded one block into the downtown square and added more stages and more beer gardens.
It's going to be really hard to match last year, actually. Last year was pretty magical. I think we had about 5,000 people here. It was very organic. It was very sweet. I think everybody that was here felt that way. We had everyone on the street just had smiles on their face all day long. This year, it's costing four times as much as it did last year. We have a lot more vendors. We have more stages. We want to be able to pay our musicians instead of ask for favors.
Bands like the Thunder Lizards and Shout Lulu will perform. There will be belly dancers, tribal dancers, and a comedian. You can ride in a hot air balloon, which will be set up behind tables and ale. Little Bread Company will have a Plinko for Pastries game. A piano will be on display that visitors can paint and play. We'll also see a partial solar eclipse that evening.
There is actually Space Hogs, which is the astronomy club from the university, is going to be here with telescopes so that we can watch the solar eclipse and the solar flares on the sun. They've got solar telescopes that they're bringing out, which is pretty exciting. Flying Possum is going to make some interesting debut on the street this year. This is their first year to participate.
Flying Possum Leather was opened in 1976 by Bruce Walker. Bruce specialized in Birkenstock sandals, leather belts, and a patented leather guitar strap that Walker claimed created no stress on the neck of a guitar. Walker sent his first straps to Neil Young and Willie Nelson. Bruce died in a fire in March of last year. Bruce's brother Bob reopened the shop on Block Avenue on April 20th, moving himself from California to continue his brother's business. He said he likes the retail space on Block. Not far from Flying Possum Leather is the Lightbulb Club, locally known as JR's or JR's Lightbulb Club. Wade Ogle, one of the owners, has been on Block for 22 years and said the street reminds him now a lot of what Fayetteville used to look like.
I think Block Street, you know, it's kind of like if everybody, the masses or the general consensus is this is the best thing, you know, you've got these other people that are a little different and they're like, they want to go off the beaten path, and Block Street's kind of always been that to me. So it's kind of always been like a little more underground and to me a little hipper and cooler than Dixon Street and less commercial, less gentrified, especially now.
Jesse Lang at Good Things Boutique on Block reiterated Wade's comment.
It's just a really fun street, and I think it's kind of under the radar a little bit. It doesn't get talked about as much, doesn't get as much notice, but I think that's one good thing about having created Block Party is that now things are starting to happen. It's gained momentum. We now have, you know, the post to hang banners with events that happen on our street, which we never had before. There was only one on Dixon Street. We have started to put together plans for after Block Party with any funds to put in bike racks and benches on our street to help beautify it and just make it more friendly. I mean, there's a lot of people that walk and bike around here to our businesses that live nearby, or even if they aren't in the neighborhood, they still come on foot or bike.
Next door to Lang is Stacy Wheaties, who has been on Block Avenue for 20 years. Wheaties runs Dark Star Visuals, which sells beads, jewelry, clothing, and small gift items. She said she has been in competition from big box stores and hopes Sunday's event reminds people to shop locally.
Well, we're hoping that it brands the street and brings attention to the street as a local place to go shop first.
Wheaties made flags for the party.
We're making street flags that are 60 foot long, and they're pennant flags, so there'll be like 45 or 50 flags on each strand of the 60 foot, and they're going to run between the light poles across the street. So we've spent weeks doing this, and They're looking really good.
What do they look like? I mean, they're 60 feet. What are they?
Gorgeous. I've got them tied in trees at home and in my living room, all strung up. And they're assorted bright colored fabrics and triangle and rectangle shapes. And they're beautiful. It's going to give it a real handmade touch to the event.
The event will really be one big block party on four city blocks, stretching from Dixon Street into the downtown Fayetteville Square. Back to Wade over at JR's.
Well, I think it's I heard somebody say it's like it's a party for Fayetteville being thrown by Fayetteville.
And Hannah over at Little Bread Company.
We want everyone to come and celebrate what we do down here, but it's not the type of festival that is trying to target people from out of town. It's not the type of event where we're trying to bring in someone with a specific interest. This is just us sort of celebrating all of our freakiness and doing it very publicly and celebrating the independent spirit of the shops that we have in this district and inviting everybody to come and play with us.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm John Schlois.